Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So the cougar is back.
Never really left in the last 8 months, but now you really couldn't make it up. The most explosive automotive story in decades keeps producing new twists and turns. Yeah. So the latest one is that the Cougars are being recalled worldwide because of the seatbelt mechanism. That's a fire risk as well. A quick recap for those who may not have been consuming any media at all for the past 8 months in South Africa. In January, Ford South Africa was somewhat strong-armed by the National Consumer Commission into calling a press conference that was nationally televised to announce the recall of 4,556, never forget that number, 1.6 petrol engine Cougars after almost 50 of them at that time had caught fire all over the country, all over social media, most of them on national roads, right? Pulled over because the cars get hot and then they catch fires. Failures in the car's coolant system had caused them to overheat and catch fire, we were told by Ford at the time. So the cars went into phase one of a modification of the coolant system, which I won't go into, complicated thing. And then last month, Ford asked those Cougar owners to return their vehicles to their dealerships for phase two, which mainly involved the installation of a coolant level sensor, which flashes up a beeping warning on the instrument panel of the car when the coolant drops to a dangerous level. Okay. And then if the driver still doesn't stop, then it goes into limp mode, you know, so that the car's pretty much disabled.
Okay.
And it can't heat up to the point that it catches fire.
Combust.
And that the cylinder head cracks and all that. Right.
Yeah.
So that's all playing out, and that's sort of fairly dramatic enough. And then last week came the news of the seatbelt recall, also fire-related, and this one affects all Cougars, regardless of engine type, built at Ford's Spanish plant, Valencia, between July 2012 and June 2014.
Oh, my word. How many cars are affected this time?
Okay, a lot. A lot more than the original Cougar recall in this country. 7,219 in South Africa alone, 173,000 worldwide.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Cougar catastrophe
massive.
Part two.
So hang on, what's the fire risk with the seatbelt?
Okay, this is how Ford puts it. In the event of a frontal collision head-on, in other words, the activation of the seatbelt pre-tensioner, that's the housing, you know, when you pull your seatbelt from that, the B-pillar, of your car, as you pull it, it's that housing there that can potentially cause... It's got an insulation material around it, and that can cause the pretensioner to ignite. So you've literally got a fire going on in your next to your right ear.
Potentially.
The driver.
So there haven't been any Cougar seatbelt fire issues yet?
Not in South Africa, no, but two European Cougar owners apparently experienced seatbelt fires when involved in accidents. So it's not bad enough that you have an accident the next minute there's a fire going on next to your ear.
Oh, my word. So what is the fix?
Well, they... Just simple, really. It's much simpler than the other fix. They remove the insulation material from the area around the seatbelt retractor thing, and that's apparently what it sorts it out.
Goodness me. How many of those 4,556, correct me if I'm wrong, 4,556,
is that
it? How many of those Cougars with coolant issues have taken their cars in to get that sorted out?
I asked Ford that. As of yesterday, 4,144, and that's 89% of that 4,556. So who knows why the owners of the remaining 412 haven't taken their cars in? Maybe some of them have written off, I don't know, but... I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have wasted any time taking mine. And the sight of all those burning Cougars would have more than done it for me.
You would think.
Mind you, now this is the story. Six people who did take their cars in for phase one of the repair were assured that their cars were now safe to drive. Then had them catch fire on them afterwards. And a seventh was a close call. Yeah. Joe Proctor of Midrand told Consumer Watch this week that she took her 2014 Cougar in for the phase one fix within a week of Ford announcing it back in January. And the car was serviced less than 2 months ago. But still, it came close to catching fire a couple of weeks ago. She said, when I got home from work, I noticed my car... sort of was hot, it smelled hot. I opened the bonnet to discover that my coolant level had dropped not... quite below the minimum level, but it wasn't as full as it should have been. And that's apparently what these owners were told to do. Keep a watch on this coolant level.
Coolant.
So keep having to open the bonnet and check on this thing. Anyway, so she took it to the Ford dealership to have it checked out, and they looked at it for about half an hour, and the dealer principal came back to her and shook her hand and congratulated her on her vigilance. He said she had stopped something catastrophic from happening, obviously that being a fire. He said there was a leak and the cylinder head had cracked. And when that happens, we all know, the next thing is flames. So now that engine is being replaced, She said to me, Ford said it would be safe after phase one of the recall. Now I'm being told it will be super safe after phase two.
Well, you always choose super safe over safe.
Yeah, exactly. So then that was, we had a case locally, Kirsten James of Westville. Her 2014 Cougar actually did burst into flames on the N2 at the Tongaat Toll Plaza in April with her young son in the car after she'd had phase one done, and she was assured that it was safe to drive. And she told me that she felt betrayed, especially, you know, as she had a little boy in the car.
Of course.
Exactly a month ago, another Cougar burnt out on the N12 in Joburg after it had been taken in for its phase one recall. Oi. So I've been asking Ford ever since, for the last month, every week, what the cause of that fire was. They kept saying they don't know, it's still being investigated and whatever. But finally yesterday I got my answer. And I'll tell you just now.
Well, no, what did they say?
I'll tell you just now.
What's that? Not now. No.
Okay. Darren, Gary and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast. Come on, Wendy, put us out of our misery, right? So what caused the Cougar to burn out on the Joburg Highway after it had that phase one recall done to it?
Okay, that was about a month ago, to recap. And here's what Ford told me yesterday after I'd badgered them for since the last month, every week, for an answer. Remember, when you listen to this, that the point of the phase one recall was to prevent these cars from catching a light due to a coolant system malfunction. So they were going to rework that system, right, all the pipes and everything. So this was the answer. The cylinder head was found to be cracked due to overheating. The cause of the overheating could not be determined due to fire damage.
So what about those other Cougars which caught fire after their owners responded to the recall and took their cars in for the modification?
Okay, so according to Ford, there were six in total, and we know of Joe's case that was an almost number seven. They said in four of those cases, the fire damage prevented determination of the cause of coolant loss. In the other two cases where the damage was less severe, the root causes were found to be unrelated to the phase one repair.
So the Cougars caught fire due to phantom combustion.
Yes, and also not because of their seatbelts.
Okay.
So I had to ask the question, because it is very worrying. I don't want to sensationalize anything about this story.
Sure.
One doesn't have to. But when you have even if it's just 6-7 out of 4,000, you know, going in for this recall and then still catching fire, it is a concern. So I said, does Ford accept that phase one is not the complete fix-it that Ford hoped it would be? And here's how they responded. Listen carefully. Phase one has proven very effective in reducing the coolant loss, and the vehicles are safe to drive, provided the integrity of the coolant system is maintained. So people were being told to still check the coolant bottle level.
Okay.
It is not possible to prevent every potential cause of coolant loss. So phase two contains components and controls that will provide additional alerts if low coolant levels are detected and will prevent continued vehicle operation in a manner that could result in a cylinder head crack. So in six of the almost seven cases, the Ford coolant system didn't fix, didn't stop the vehicle losing coolant, which led to fire for some unknown or unrelated reason. But phase two, the installation of that sensor system to beep and flash when the coolant level drops and put the car into limp mode if the driver doesn't stop, will apparently definitely prevent the cylinder head from cracking and thereby preventing fire. That sounds like a pretty good incentive to get that sensor fitted, if you ask me. So 8 months on, I think it's pretty safe to say, to end this week's Consumer Watch by saying, to be continued.
It does seem like that, hey? It does
seem,
it's way too much drama. You shouldn't have to go and buy a car and then constantly have to check your coolant and then go in for a phase one and a phase two and then be told you have to check this every week. It's unreasonable.
It's getting a bit much now, yeah.
It's a bit out of control.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so stand by for more.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wendy. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.